Weekend music radio, free radio for the over 80s.
From Moscow to Milano, we are Weekend Music Radio.
Nobody plays more music. Absolutely nobody.
It's Weekend Music Radio, ladies and gentlemen, that you're listening to. And we're on 6395 kHz on the 48-metre band, just HF of the 48-metre band on the shortwave. Hello, it's us again, back on the airwaves. This weekend of the clocks going some way or other, spring forward, fall back, so going back an hour on Sunday morning, Sunday the 26th of October 2014, and obviously repeated couple of times perhaps during the week, time permitting, of course, on the frequency of 6395, hopefully, but perhaps, who knows, we might be in the middle of the 48-metre band some of the times on 6295 or something, if it's during the week time. Don't know. depends what's clear, you see. And if you're wondering where WMR was last weekend, we weren't on the airwaves of Europe because we couldn't quite make it to the studio. We were too busy lying around, loafing around, watching rubbish on the old telly just to try and clear the heat because we had been out at the hostelry and had a pretty spiffing good time. Too rough to record a programme, but we're back again this weekend. And you're very lucky because I was supposed to be going out this Saturday evening and couldn't get away home to the gig that I was going to go to. The gig I was going to go to was perhaps 20 miles away from me, and I just couldn't get a taxi at a reasonable cost anyway. So we sort of told them to stuff it, you know. And we couldn't manage to talk any nice person into coming to get us. We were trying to talk to my pal's missus, you see, and she offered to run us downtown, but wouldn't come back. In the middle of the night, she says, 12:30, you know, the middle of the night, geez, this is what you're up against. But anyhow, not to worry, we're here tonight, and we're on the airwaves of Europe again, on the good old shortwave band. Had a few letters this week as well, and one or two people have written in to us. We'll be reading out some names during the course of the next couple of hours here on WMR. Quite a lot of news as well. Was out with an old WMR DJ, Mike James, on Friday night. We had a rare old time at a rock gig. So that's why I wasn't too bothered about not getting out on Saturday night, although it would have been very handy. But anyhow, I'm not going to waste the programme with doom and gloom. No siree, Bob. We're here to bring good cheer. Well, it's not all good cheer, actually. There's some sad news amongst it today. We'll be playing a few songs as a tribute to the late Shane Fenton, a.k.a. Alvin Stardust, who died during the week of prostate cancer, I believe. I think I saw that in the news somewhere along the line. So some sad news. We're playing a couple of Alvin Stardust tracks just to have a little tribute. We used to do that here in WMR anytime somebody dropped dead, and today is no exception. So stay tuned for that, and we'll be trying to find something to feature as well. I'm not too sure what we'll be featuring today, but we've got some nice 70s and 80s music to start the ball rolling in the programme today. You heard Fern Kinney and Together We Are Beautiful from 1980, a song that we played right at the very early days of WMR on some of the very, very first programmes. Now, I think we might feature ourselves today, in fact, because I was looting through the library and there's some prepared material all ready to play. So we might feature some old WMR programming as he drops some stuff in the background by mistake. Anyhow, as I say, we might feature... Good grief, sorry about that. Just nudged the microphone. Yeah, we'll get this feature of WMR in the second hour of today's programme. But the first hour is going to be some nice classic oldies here on Shortwave Radio, WMR. And going back in time to 1986 with El DeBarge. Remember El DeBarge? Played El DeBarge a couple of weeks ago. That song, Who's Loving Donna Now or something. But this is Who's Johnny? The Short Circuit theme. What is Short Circuit? Is that a movie? I'm just reading off the album cover here.
Great.
Well, I hope I wasn't singing to that one. Microphone left open during the music there. Always a bad thing to do. It's Weekend Music Radio all the way from Hoogta Tuchta Land in Scotland. Playing some odd bits and pieces of music today, as you'll see during the course of the programme, if you're listening to us, either on the web on WMRScotland.com or via the HF band, which is obviously the most interesting way to listen to us. Definitely, yeah. We have a listen now, listen again thingy here at WMR, especially for a listen again thing on the website, especially to back up the HF stuff. But when we were not really on the air very much a few years ago, or just recently, or whatever, somebody once asked me, will you be continuing as an online station only? I said, no. Didn't really fancy sitting recording programs. It's just going to be stuck on a website. No, sorry, Bob. No, that's not for me. But when there's an RF thing at the end of an antenna, well, that makes it interesting. Yes, indeed it does. It makes it very interesting for me, for an old-fashioned radio buff. I'm a radio buff. I'm not a stream buff, really. And I don't think I'll ever look back on web streams as romantic and interesting and exciting as anything. But they're a good way to back up the radio station as such, and of course most of the radio stations in the world do have a web stream nowadays, and so handy as well. If you're a DXer, you can just log on to the station you think you've heard's web stream and catch perhaps the top of the hour station ID, and there you say, oh yes, that was very nice, yeah, and all that sort of stuff. So there you go, that's a wee lecture about the ins and outs of WMR in relation to web streaming. But what have you been listening to this week on the radio? The conditions have not been so particularly good for DXers, for AM radio DXers. Should I say medium wave DXers? No siree, they've not been awfully good at all. And something else I saw in the news during the week was the sad news that Alvin Stardust has died. So I thought, before we go into any further 70s or 80s music that we have on the playlist today, we'll stick on a few Alvin Stardust tracks just to take you back in time as a wee tribute to the late Alvin Stardust, who had a reincarnation in the 70s as Alvin, with My Cuckoo, which got to number 2 in the UK Top 40 in 1973. And remember, he stood with that silly microphone at a crazy angle, you know. That was my first memories as a young laddie of perhaps about 10 or something back in 1973, and watching Alvin on Top of the Pops. Good grief, yeah. Just looking at his follow-up songs, he had Red Dress, Jealous Mind, both in 1974, and Jealous Mind got to number 1 in 74. He was also very popular in 1981 with the song Pretend, which was quite a hit for him. We'll be looking through some more of his hits after we hear from the first one, from My Cuckoo, Alvin Stardust, on Shortwave Radio, WMR. Sweetness, I like your dress. I love the way Looking up the big pink book here in the WMR studio about Arvin Stardust, and I thought I'd look up Shane Fenton because I never really knew any of the Shane Fenton music of Arvin Stardust's former ID, if you like. And looking through, he had a few hits in the UK charts as Shane Fenton and the Fentones, and there was also two hits of the Fentones themselves. The Fentones had the Mexican and the Breeze and Die, minor hits in 1962, and Shane Fenton was also in 1962 with minor hits. The biggest one was I'm a Moody Guy in 1961, October 61, and it was number 22 was the highest position, but the other ones were way down the charts. Oh no, there's one at number 19, I beg your pardon, Cindy's Birthday. Never heard of it. Maybe that's rude, isn't it? Rude. I don't think I've got any Shane Fenton music in the WMR collection. In fact, I was looking for something else there that I was talking with Mike James about. I was talking to Mike James on Friday. We were out at a pub having a good wee drink and a live band, a great live band, I hasten to add. And we were talking about the fabulous Sha-na-na. Remember Sha-na-na? And I said, hey, Mike, what was that song that you used to play years ago on WMR from Sha-na-na? And he says, and he named it, and I can't find it. And I'm looking through the playlist here for Sha-na-na, and I can't find it either. I've got it in the collection somewhere, and I was looking for new to be sorted, stuff that I had not got around to categorising, but still not found it. I'm sure I will, however. But the guy from Sha-na-na was some big wig. On the telly, on the news, or some documentary that Mike was watching, and he couldn't believe his eyes when he saw him. Similar to, I guess, what Charlie Wolf is now. He's a political analyst on a lot of those party political programs that you see on the telly. I don't really watch it, but it caught my attention just the other day when he was on, and I didn't even wait to hear him. I was going to wait to hear him, but I was engrossed in conversation of another kind, so that was that. Now, Shane Fenton, yeah, I was going to look for Shane Fenton. I don't think of any Shane Fenton, although I would play it for you. Shabby Tiger, oh yeah, there's a song from Shabby Tiger that's come up in the playlist, but no Shane Fenton, I don't think. No, the Strangly Lads, Shalimar, the Shadows, yeah. Sean Cassidy, who's that? Oh yes, the do-run-run-run, he says singing. I used to hate hearing so-called disc jockeys singing along to records. It just sounded bloody terrible. And then I go doing it myself. Oh, well, we're allowed to. We're on shortwave, you see. That's the excuse, and I'm sticking to it. No Shane Fenton in our playlist, and no Sha-na-na either. I've looked in the rock folder. I've looked in the 60s and 70s folder, and I can't even find it. I wonder where it is. It's definitely around somewhere. Or is it one of these songs that's got deleted by mistake? Possibly has. So we'll have to look around some old discs and see if we can find it again. Now, I was talking about Arvin Stardust, of course, and the second song from Arvin today in this little short tribute to Arvin Stardust is 1974's Red Dress.
Music machine, WMR. Music machine.
Bye.
Alvin Stardust from 1974 and Red Dress. That's a Red Dress. That's a bit strange. I thought I was playing Jealous Minder. Oh, sorry. Alvin Stardust, Red Dress from 1974. I think I played the wrong song there. Be very unprofessional today, but the studio is a complete shambles. It's been a complete shambles for a few weeks, and we're very busy during the week trying to get through it and tidy up. And then I go to Mike James's location on Friday night and bring home another pile of junk, and the studio is just back to normal again. Oh, dear, never mind. I was looking up some info on Alvin Stardust stroke Shane Fenton stroke Bernard William Dury is his real name. No wonder they changed it to Alvin Stardust, eh? And sadly died just the other day. So, little tribute here on Weekend Music Radio to Alvin. Yes, indeed. Little tribute to Alvin Stardust. There's a photograph of him on Wiki appearing at something in 2012, and it's completely and utterly unrecognisable. If I'd walked by him, I'd have walked by the guy in the street, absolutely. Wouldn't have recognised him. He looks completely different. But he would do, of course, 40 years on. He's obviously going to look different. So it's no surprise, but unrecognisable completely and utterly, which makes me wonder. There was some guy from a pilot radio station in Ireland that used to be heard in the European evenings, and they received a number of reception reports, of course, right across Europe. And that station was WKRC. Now, the guy from WKRC was a guy called Robert W. Morgan, and he allegedly reappeared on some web chat board, and there was a photograph of him. And this guy looked very, very young, far too young to be Robert W. Morgan. And I emailed him, I think, a while back, asking if he really was. He says yes. He replied back yes, and I asked him a few questions, never to hear from him again. I really felt the guy was a complete hoaxer. It just didn't seem genuine, because the photograph he produced was seemingly of a younger guy. Didn't look like he was the guy from 1981, for example, who I saw pictures of, who wasn't a young fella then, you know. So, I don't know. But looking at the photograph of Alvin Stardust, it looks like a younger guy. This is what I'm trying to say. So maybe it was Robert W. Morgan. Maybe he's had a good paper run, I suppose, over the last 30-odd years. I don't know. Alvin Stardust certainly looks good for his age on the 2012 photograph, but it just looks different. It just looks like a different guy. Although I think he's doing the funny thing with the microphone again. Imagine if we all held our microphones in a funny sort of way, eh? Good grief, yeah, that wouldn't do at all. So anyway, third record today from Alvin Stardust. This is Jealous Mind, and Red Dress was the last song. This one was a number one sound back in 1974. 40 years ago this year. Good grief, yeah. Long time ago. Two generations ago.
Why is it I must know the things you do to me? It's just my jealous mind. And when you're not at home, I just can't take it. It's just my jealous mind. Yeah. questions with my jealous mind.
Grief, I never realised that track was only 2 minutes 20 odd seconds long. Heavens above. It's like dealing with some of these 60s tracks. Something else I never realised is that the 1981 hit Pretend was also only 2 minutes long. And it didn't start because I didn't press this button.
And you're happy when you're blue. Isn't very hard to do, and you will find happiness without an end if you pretend. Remember, anyone can dream, and nothing's bad as it may seem. The little things you haven't got. Just like me, the world is mine, it can be yours, my friend. So why don't you pretend?
There we go, some music there from Alvin Stardust and Pretend from 1981. Got to number 4 in the UK charts in that year, way back in 1981. Hard to swallow that that was 33 years ago. Phew, good grief, yeah. I seem to remember that one as though it was only yesterday. So anyway, I did say I didn't have any Shane Fenton music here on the playlist. I found some, in fact. I did find some. I'm not too sure how it's going to sound and indeed how long it's going to be. Maybe he's recorded his music way back in the 60s at 1 minute long. He has! Unbelievable! This is the hit, the biggest hit that Shane Fenton and the Fentones had in 1962, and Cindy's Birthday. Last one from Alvin Stardust today here on WMR. 1 minute 47. Doesn't he like to push himself, does he?
For the movie show, TV or the radio, we gotta write a symphony and a book of poetry. Tie them with the ribbon made of gold and give them to Cindy. Today is Cindy's birthday. No time for geometry.
arithmetic or history. Gotta write a song from my heart and paint the greatest work of art. Tie them with a ribbon made of gold and give them to Cindy. Today is Cindy's birthday. No movies, turn off the radio. Today is Cindy's birthday. No time to do the twist. Don't mind all the things I've missed. We gotta write a melody, write it from the heart of me. It with a ribbon made of gold and give it to Cindy. Today is Cindy's birthday. Today is Cindy's birthday.
Cindy's birthday. I feel a bit like Prince Teddy and just choosing a song that I've never heard before and saying, here we go with a song. That's what he used to do often on his radio shows. He'd find an old record lying around and play it, and you never knew what you were going to get with old Prince Teddy. So hello to you, Prince Teddy. Hope you're listening to the program today. I know you do listen to us sometimes. Do get in touch one of these days. The best way to get in touch with WMR is, of course, through the email. The email address, info@wmrscotland.com. info@wmrscotland.com. And that's the best way to get a hold of us here at Weekend Music Radio. Log on to our website and all the details are there. Now, if you were listening to WMR last weekend, you will have noticed that the hoax, the fake WMR, was on the air once again last weekend on 6375, and it was also on 6400, I think it was, on Saturday. So if you heard any of these transmissions, don't write to WMR with reception reports, because you won't get a QSL card for those. It's nothing to do with us. It's just some fan of WMR, I think, from years and years ago, just messing around and playing some recordings of WMR. Not quite sure why, but that's who it was on 6375 last weekend. It wasn't us. He was on Sunday, I think it was, on 6375. Don't remember, but you find all the details of the real WMR on the website, wmrscotland.com. And thanks to everybody who's been writing to us this week. We'll be going through one or two names just in a little while. But this hour of the program will consist mainly of some nice music and some memories. Memories from the 80s, memories from the 70s. That's what we're playing with you today. Playing with you today, good grief, yeah. Playing for you today. And starting off the next segue with Diana Ross and It's Never Too Late from 1982 on Shortwave Radio, WMR. Don't these 80s tracks always sound good on AM radio? They were made for the AM radio, of course, back then, when radio was good and exciting.
Of turn.
Flashing back to the 80s here on Weekend Music Radio, Diana Ross, It's Never Too Late, from 1982 on the shortwave, 6400 hopefully, October 2014. F.R. David there from 1983 and Words on shortwave radio WMR, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland. I think it was F.R. David that was played. I wish I'd stopped catching that cable there. It's because the studio's in a mess. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. I promise you next time that we're on the shortwave, I'll have this place tidied up. And when the operating conditions, as an old late friend of mine used to say, when the operating conditions are good, the programming's good. When operating conditions are chaos, the programs are chaos. Yes, indeed. Old Johnny used to say that all the time. He used to like to keep his operating conditions pretty tidy. He didn't comb his hair very much, but his operating conditions were quite tidy, I must admit. Oh, dear. He would laugh if he heard me saying that as well. Oh, dear. Those were the days, eh? I remember my old pal from years ago. And he used to come on the shortwave from time to time with his Yesu equipment as Mr. T-Com. If I remember correctly, he used to QSO with some of the stations like Livewire Radio, etc., many years ago in the sort of early 90s to late 90s. Early to mid-90s, I think, was his time on the shortwave, his brief time on the 6-meg shortwave pilots. He was more of an 11-meter guy. My old chum. But anyway, he had some amazing sayings. He really did. Anyway, that's getting waylaid from the subject of today's programme, which is 80s music, and we're playing another one which is pretty memorable from the Pilots. That F.R. David song, by the way, that F.R. David song was played and played and played and played during the time of the 1983 Irish Raids. I seem to remember that one being played on the radio all the time. Paul Hardcastle, Don't Waste My Time, on the other hand, was played when Radio Nova closed down in 1986. Did it become Zoom 103 briefly, and then it became Energy or something? And Chris Kelly, who ran the station, who owned the station, Radio Nova, played this one as a last record from Paul Hardcastle. I think it was a message to the picket line and the RTE folks and everybody that gave him hassle. Sometimes I cringe when I listen to some of the old shows that I used to do many years ago. But it was fun. What we used to do, we used to come in from the pub on a Saturday night, stick the transmitter on, and let it rip. And we used to play records like that. 80s records. Used to play all that sort of stuff off the, usually off the Now albums. I used to be famous for buying those compilations. In fact, Andy Walker once described the WMR studio as a Ronco and Keitel graveyard for old compilation albums, which it is really. There's loads and loads around the studio here. Oh, see the vinyl I've got kicking about me. Good grief. It's lying in every corner, and I set sail to... I really want to get a really... That's not going to happen this year either. I really want to get a good day, get some covers, some old sheets down in the grass outside, and take it all outside and try and sort it out into some sort of alphabetical order, because it's just... It's such a random order. It's just it's in a mess as well. Everything's a mess. The vinyl's a mess. The studio's a mess. The floor's a mess. Jack's a mess. Everything. Anyway, you're listening to Weekend Music Radio on the shortwave. The shortwave's a mess as well. And we're here today on hopefully 6395 or thereabouts. So if you're listening to the Pete's during the week, hopefully on 6295 maybe, if we're lucky to be in band. But the band's been closing pretty early over the course of the last week, and Radio GSV has been on the air earlier, and I guess it'll be an hour earlier again, because it'll be dark by 5 o'clock at night, I guess, by Sunday evening, because the clocks change, and the British summertime says goodbye, and we are on to Greenwich Mean Time, GMT, and all the DXers that don't know how to work in GMT will not need to work in GMT until, not need to worry about having to work in GMT until April, because we are moving into the Greenwich time zone once again for the winter here at the here in the UK. I'm not too sure when the continent shifts their clocks. I think it's a different time, because there used to be a little discrepancy for a week or so until the continent moved the clocks. Do they wait until the 1st of November or something crazy like that? I don't know. I'm not too sure. I'd have to ask some of my continental friends. And I don't know if I'm able to do that or look it up during the course of the next record, which comes from Whitney Houston, actually. Another one from the 80s, 1987 for this one. Got to the big number 5 in the UK Top 40.
I just do.
And So Emotional here on Shortwave Radio WMR. Music always takes you places, doesn't it? And this one takes me back to a skiing trip years and years ago. And this was being played on the French station NRG all the time.
Out of my head.
sounded better.
Weekend Music Radio, Scotland.
Legend lives on. Weekend Music Radio, Scotland.
Weekend Music Radio.
Yep. From Moscow to Milano, we are Weekend Music Radio.
Flashing back to 1986 again on Weekend Music Radio today, WMR with Robbie Neville and C'est la vie. These tracks were all the rage when all the Irish pilots were on the go and Caroline was in the North Sea and perhaps Laser was in the North Sea, I'm not too sure. Laser was in and out the North Sea like nobody's business, and the mast coming down all the time, and good grief. But Caroline was there from 1983 through to 1991. Was it 1991 or 1990, the last transmission? I'd need to look my listings for that just to refresh my memory. It's not what it used to be, I guess. Well, it's as good as it gets. I was always forgetful sometimes when I was put on a spot. Always forgetful. And I was put in a spot just then with myself. Robbie Neville, C'est la vie on Weekend Music Radio from Scotland. Not heard that song in absolutely donkey's ages. And it's not the sort of thing I would play on either radio normally or at the WMR roadshows. Certainly wouldn't do it at the roadshows that I was playing at the other night there. It was all a bunch of big hairy bikers, and I don't think that would have worked out very good I would have been run out of town with pitchforks, I think, if I played that sort of stuff. They want to hear the AC/DC and Rainbow and Led Zeppelin all night long. That's what they want to hear. And I've got to admit, I don't blame them. It's some nice music and music of choice as well. But it's not all hard rocking and stuff like that here on WMR today. It's a variety of music of the 80s and 70s, brought on by the death of Alvin Stardust, who we featured earlier in the programme as a little tribute. Now, I was going through my archives and I was finding some old recordings, and can I find them now? Now, that's the question. Can I find them now? I'm not finding them. So I shall be playing a few more tracks from the 80s. And it includes this one. This is a cracking track from Leo Sayer, the man who brought you The Show Must Go On. Remember that? When he dressed up as a clown. Didn't really suit him, did it? Especially when he was quite a good-looking guy, apparently. And the lasses used to love him when he came out as Silly Clown's outfit. But he made a hit with The Show Must Go On. You used to hear that one on the offshore pilots of the 70s on Lydia North Sea, for example. Leo Sayer's The Show Must Go On, and it was one of the tracks that was played in the last 45 minutes. And was it the last 45 minutes or the last hour? Certainly in the last hour of Caroline from the Mi Amigo in 1980, just before the ship went down. Anyhow, that's not the song I'm going to bring you today. The song I'm going to bring you today comes from 1983, seeing as we're in the 80s mode for the next couple of tracks, at least anyway. We're going to play you the 80s. I keep saying A. I'm going to have to train myself not to say A all the time and just take a breath and take a pause. He says, again, oh dear. Never realised how many times I said it until I went to edit one of my programmes recently and I thought, good grief, listen to that guy spluttering away there. Shocking stuff. I was going to play you this one from 1983 from Leo Sayer's Orchard Road track title of this song here on Weekend Music Radio WMR.
Such a sad affair, standing here, waiting in the cold night air. But I've got to make this call, 'cause my heart is breaking. I hear the pips drop a coin in the slot. Has it been that long? I thought you'd forgotten me. Well, I know that it's getting late, but I just couldn't wait. Just wanna come back. Should I just go away? I just wanna come back. I've been struck by such bad luck. I need a place, a little happiness and some love. I think I can see it now. Now let me paint the picture. It's 12 o'clock and the curtains are drawn. Counting sheep down in Orchard Road. You're hanging on the telephone line tonight. And I wish I could be in Orchard Road. Not much been happening here. I think I got a job. They're gonna call me next week. And I'll be working out of town. Well, it sure beats hanging around. What's that? Tomorrow at 2? You're kidding me? No. Is it all right with you? I don't know what to say. It'll be like a holiday when you say you're all alone. Makes me wanna come back. And this house is not a home. I just gotta go. Shining down on Orchard Road. I'm feeling like a schoolboy again. And tonight I'll see you in my dreams on Orchard Road.
funny, but I thought I'd never go back. I think sometimes I might lose track, but I remember you and the things we do. I want it back. In Orchard Road, you've got my heart. I left it in your doorway. In Orchard Road, I'm well.
What a beautiful track from Leo Sayer and Orchard Road on Shortwave Radio WMR, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland, playing a little bit of music from the 80s. Nice slow stuff. This start of winter, the official start of winter, eh? Dollar from 1982.
Thank you.
Scholar there and Give Me Back My Heart on Weekend Music Radio WMR, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland, this winter weekend here on the shortwave band 6395 kilohertz on the shortwave, no doubt, or thereabouts, depending what's clear. You never know, we maybe have to shift frequency if somebody is using the channel, heaven forbid. But there you go, that's what happens on this shortwave band, doesn't it? Sort of happens all the time, really, I guess. Now, what are we going to do for you over the course of the next little while? Well, I've found what I was looking for, as you two once said. I've found a recording of one of the early programs from Weekend Music Radio. There's no other ones really ready for editing, unfortunately, ready for playing. There's none edited. Connie and Curry, no, not really, no. Well, maybe we could play the Connie Ferland show, yeah. How about playing the Connie Ferland show and the Bob Curry show? That would be interesting. But maybe wait for another day for that, because I've got Dave Anderson and Mike James. Dave Anderson was the founder of WMR, and his first program on WMR, first successful program, I shall rephrase that, because we had a few attempts at broadcasting in our youth, in our early days of broadcasting, and I remember quite a lot of them. The time we were at Mike James's location, that was our Radio Mercury transmission in 1979, and he made us put the antenna up across this railway line. Oh, there's no trains running on a Sunday, he says. Train goes by. Thought, good grief. I carry on that. And he was more miffed because he was wrong. The train came whizzing by and put a stop to that little prank. So we put the antenna. I think I mentioned this in a few weeks ago on the shortwave, that we had an antenna strung out through the upstairs of the house, in the front window, out through the bedrooms, and out the back window. It was rough, but it was getting out. It was getting out surprisingly well, and we had that on. But anyway, one of the other transmissions that we tried to do, I think it was supposed to be the first WMR broadcast, was in a field, in a wood, a little tiny, not very mature fir wood that we chose. Don't know why we chose that and not a large deciduous beech wood, but that was a wood we came across, and the antenna was so low that you could actually reach up and touch it, the first broadcast. And when Dave went to tune up the transmitter, the 6CH6 valve, as it was at the time, it's EL84s we use now for oscillator valves, but it was a 6CH6 valve, and it just wasn't in the valve base. It was gone, it was disappeared somewhere in the woods. And we had to pack up and leave after all our efforts getting the antenna up these young trees. But that was a day, that was a snowy day as well. Very, very snowy. So, yeah, that was interesting. Just looking at security monitors here, and they're just about to go and have a look out in the street while we're here, from Smokey Robinson from 1987.
To take her place, I've got to see her.
Beautiful music there from Smokey Robinson. And if I could see her, just to see her from 1987 here on Weekend Music Radio WMR, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland. One more record to go before we go into our feature for today, which is Dave Anderson and Mike James during the first broadcast, or first successful transmission of Weekend Music Radio. That's after we hear from a Scottish girl who was going around at that time and who was being played on the radio and finally made it as a big star. Her name was Sheena Easton, and the first song was released was a complete and utter flop. It was called Modern Girl, and she released, I don't know how it was done, but they released a follow-up to Modern Girl called 9 to 5, which was a big hit. And they re-released Modern Girl, and it jumped into the charts and got into number 8 after the second release. Amazing stuff. Sheena Easton, Modern Girl, on shortwave radio WMR, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland today. Disco music, really, I suppose you can call that, from Sheena Easton from 1980. Modern Girl, here on Shortwave Radio WMR. Busy enjoying our pot noodle in the studio, just as we're listening to the music in the background and chilling out this, recording the programme on Saturday evening, Saturday the 25th of October 2014, and the programme will be aired on Sunday the 26th. For the first ailing, I would imagine it might be on in the morning time, hopefully. Or will it be evening time? Who knows? Who knows? Just got to take potluck sometimes. So There we go. That's the truth of the matter. Yes, indeed. So you're listening to WMR, Weekend Music Radio. If you want to get in touch with us, the best way to get in touch with WMR is through email. And that address is that's the old one, yeah. It's info@wmrscotland.com. info@wmrscotland.com. I took the studio at WMR address offline because we were getting swamped by Nigerians wanting to give you loads of money, all that sort of stuff. So it changed it slightly a couple of years ago to info@wmrscotland.com. Just log on to our website, you'll get all the details. Wmrscotland.com is our website, and there's photographs of the transmitter and antenna that we're using today here on Weekend Music Radio. Now, many years ago, in the hills of Scotland, three young lads started a pilot radio station called WMR, called Weekend Music Radio. One was called Dave, one was called Mike, and one was called Jack. Jack being the youngest guy of the group, with a couple of years. Only a couple of years to spare, I mean. We decided to broadcast Weekend Music Radio as a shortwave pilot station. And what heady days they were. This recording is from the 27th of April, 1980. I still remember these dates in my head after all those years. It's amazing. 27th of April, 8th of June, 13th of July, 10th of August, 24th of August, missed September. I wonder why we missed September. Was Davy Anderson working? I think he was possibly working away from home. Or was he at Radio Telstar? No, that was May 19. 1980, because we did our test on the 27th of April, and then there was nothing in May because Dave had went to Edinburgh to Radio Telstar and did a programme, and in the proceedings left a pile of records in Edinburgh and never went to reclaim them. Ha! Good grief. What a shame. I think he had things like Kayak's Phantom of the Night album and things like that among them as well. And he always kicks himself nowadays, of course, for not collecting them. But in those days, laziness, I think, would get the better of him. He was more interested in where his next pipe was coming from in those days, I guess. So were we all, come to think of it. But anyway, that was the story. And we began broadcasting on a regular basis on the 41-metre band, I beg your pardon, initially. 41 metres. On 7340, we even had 7340 jingles, which we can't really use now because we're not really on 7340 at all any longer. The 41-meter band seems to have moved a bit. The ham band's been extended, so the broadcast band's been extended, so the broadcasters use the HF end of the 41-meter band much more than they used to. They used to sort of stop about 7.3, certainly during the daytime. Maybe at night you'd hear Radio Moscow up 7.4 odd, but nowadays the band's just full up HF end of the 41 meter band, where we used to be the 7.3 and all that sort of stuff. Although the shortwave broadcasters, of course, have diminished throughout the years, the recent years, and the bands are nowhere near as full as they used to be. It's quite amazing to find pilot stations broadcasting where once there were international broadcasters broadcasting on the 48-metre band and the 49-metre band. In the middle of the band can sometimes even be a success, like Laser proved just recently. Getting away from the subject, we're going to play you an air check of Dave and Mike on the 27th of April, 1980. It's quite a long air check, and remember the mailing address is long since closed, so do not write to the old address. This is an air check for historical reasons of the old Weekend Music Radio from 1980, 34 years ago. Heavens above. It's a short time if you say it slowly, isn't it? Good grief. Okie dokie. To the feature.
Good morning. It's 9:30 in the United Kingdom. That's 8:30 GMT, 10:30 Central European Time.
Weekend Music Radio.
Oh, radio, transmitting on 7,340 kHz in the 41-meter shortwave band. We are a free radio station transmitting from Europe with music and information for the young people of Europe. Dit is Weekend Music Radio, uitzendend op 7340 kHz in de 41 meter korte golfband. We zijn een vrij radiostation dat uitzendt vanuit Europa met muziek en informatie voor jonge luisteraars in Europa. Hier is Weekend Music Radio op 7340 kHz in de 41 meter kurzwellenband. We zijn een vrije rundfunkzender, zendend uit Europa met muziek en informatie voor de jonge leute in Europa. Ici Weekend Music Radio sur 7340 kHz dans la bande 41 mètres à l'onde courte. Nous sommes une station libre émettant d'Europe avec musique et information pour les jeunes gens européens.
The mailing address of Weekend Music Radio is Weekend Music Radio, 42 Aaron Close, Cambridge, in the United Kingdom. That's Weekend Music Radio, 42 Aaron Close, Cambridge, in the United Kingdom. Correct reception reports accompanied by two international reply coupons will be verified by our QSL cards. Well, what more can I say except good morning, Eurobanda, how are you? Indeed, welcome to the brand new sound of Weekend Music Radio with you at last on 7340 after months of problems, which I'll tell you about during today's programme. Start off with music though. This is Rush for you. Well, if that doesn't get you woke up on this Sunday morning, I give up. Currently leading the heavy metal boom in the UK top 40 perhaps, that's Rush from Canada. And a song with a very appropriate title called Spirit of Radio. Good morning, 9:35 on Weekend Music Radio. My name's Dave Anderson, I'm with you for the next 60 minutes of music, free radio information and of course music news about the new schedule of Weekend Music Radio. And at 10:30 today, Mike James will be along until 11 o'clock when we leave there, and he'll be presenting his flashback show. After the next record, I shall give you details about that new schedule.
Music Radio.
Let's go back in time, shall we, to 1972, when this one was a hit for the Strobs. Do you remember it? This is Weekend Music Radio on 7340 Test Transmitting. Very good morning to you. A nice one. The Strobs from 1972, when they had a couple of hits like Part of the Union, and of course that one called Lay Down. I must admit, I'm feeling rather nervous this morning. Please excuse me falling over my words, etc. That's because, well, it's quite some time since I was last on the air. Getting used to all the controls again and such like. Okay, stand by right now, because I'm going to give you details about the brand new schedule here on WMR.
Music Radio.
Well, we hope to start official transmissions on the 11th of May at 9 o'clock in the morning with yours truly, Dave Anderson, opening up the station with Welcome to WMR. 9:30, Super Sunday with Karen starts off the international service. 10 o'clock, the German Rock Show. 10:30, Mark Jam's Disco Programme. 11 o'clock, yours truly, Dave Anderson with WMR International, which will be the free radio news programme, etc. 11:30, Bob Curry with music. 12 o'clock, Paul Alexander with more of the same, that good music. And finally, at 12:30, to take you through until 1 o'clock, it'll be Mike James. And of course, 1 o'clock, we leave the air. So, just indication of what's coming your way in the coming months on Weekend Music Radio. We'll transmit once a month on this channel, as I said, with the best in music. Music like this, it's Shalimar for you. Yes. second time around, or in WMR's case, the 102nd time around. But at last, we are with you on 7340. Listen, this is a test transmission, and we need your reception reports. If you'd like to write to us, then we'd love to hear from you. Weekend Music Radio, 42 Aaron Close, Cambridge in the United Kingdom. That's Weekend Music Radio, 42 Aaron Close, Cambridge in the United Kingdom. And QSL cards are ready. In fact, they've been ready for the past 6 months, I think. So you will receive a reply from us right away.
Super Weekend,
the number one record in the United Kingdom. Once again, you can't keep them away from the top of the charts. It's Blondie and Theme from American Gigolo. Well, Blondie have their knockers, don't they? And Debbie Harry has hers. But they continue to make good records like that one and get to number one in the UK, so can't be bad, I suppose. That's the latest one from the film American Gigolo, which I don't know what it's about. I haven't even seen it or any trailers for it, but I'll be interesting to see what the film's about. Production by Giorgio Moroder, and very nice too. That's called Call Me. It's 9:47 on Weekend Music Radio, 7340. Some free radio information for you. Radio Rock has been heard test transmitting on 7365 kHz on February the 24th and again on 7315 kHz on March 23rd. The latter programme featured an interview with Andy Archer on the sinking of Radio Caroline. The station broadcasts in English and is usually heard between 9 and 9.30 GMT. Not much else is known, but they may be Scandinavian. Address is Radio Rock, PO Box 41, Dalesvaart in Holland.
Weekend Music Radio freaks me out.
It certainly does things to me as well, I can tell you.
Super 7340, Weekend Music Radio.
Going back about 1 year in time. Do you remember this one? Well, unless you have a bad memory, I suspect you will. Bridge Over Troubled Water is the title. The singer is Linda Clifford. If I were to say I like that version better than the original, quite a few people would shout sacrilege and other such words, but the truth is I do. Linda Clifford from this time last year, and the disco version of the Simon and Garfunkel classic, Bridge Over Troubled Water. Radio Tornado International are now transmitting once per month from Sweden with a 15-watt mobile transmitter. They broadcast disco music, usually hosted in English, Swedish and German by DJ Mark Jam, sometimes assisted by Kenny Clyde. A broadcast using 200 watts was made on March the 9th with very good results. RTI used mainly 7325, 7375 or 6225 kHz, although last week they were heard on 7335 kHz. Maybe using 200 watts again as the signal was really good. RTI usually broadcast for 45 minutes to an hour. Their address, Radio Tornado International, PO Box 41, Dalesvaart in Holland. That's RTI, PO Box 41, Dalesvaart in Holland. Okay, back in a minute.
Door de jaren heen, maand na maand, vrije radio van dag tot dag, bij jou in de bus met het Free Radio Magazine. De tachtige jaren, het FRM baant zich weg door vrije radio, kabelradio, omroep, commerciële radio en satelliet. 11 maal per jaar het Free Radio Magazine voor 22,50 gulden of 2,90 gulden aan postzegels in een envelop voor elk losnummer. Het adres van het FRM, postbus 10252 in Amsterdam. Dat is postbus 10252 in Amsterdam. Kom op en word abonnee van ons blad. Dus met het FRM door de jaren heen. Dus met het FRM
yes,
door de
thank
jaren
you, man.
Heen. Dus met het FRM.
It's 9:52 on WMR 7340. Good morning. Hope you're enjoying the music today. Continue with this one. It's Amanda Lear. Sexy, eh? Amanda Lear. from the continent, and that one released back in 1978, which was played a lot on Del Mara when it was on for the first time in 190. Follow Me is the title. You must know Amanda Lear. That's a 6-foot-tall bird, you know, who some people say has had a sex change. I don't know so much, though. Tune to Weekend Music Radio 7340 on Test Transmissions in the 41 meter band. Good morning. You can write to us at WMR 42 Aaron Close, Cambridge in the United Kingdom. That's WMR 42 Aaron Close, Cambridge in the UK. We'd love to hear from you. Radio Oxygen International are a Swedish station who operate irregularly on 48 or 41 meters. They were last heard on March the 9th using 7315 kilohertz around 0900 hours. This broadcast was made with 200 watts. The station has a disco and soul music format and use the address Radio Oxygen International, PO Box 41, Dalensvaart in Holland. That's Radio Oxygen International, PO Box 41, Dalensvaart in the Netherlands.
Music. Music Radio.
Right, this one up to the top of the hour. A bit of head banging for you, which done nobody any harm. That is great. From their album of the same name, Dream Police, that's Cheap Trick. Oh, nearly blowing my head off on this Sunday morning. Nice weather outside, actually, at the moment. In fact, the past couple of weeks have been nice. Okay, after the top of the hour, I'll give you details about what's been happening on WMR over the past few months, all the failures, etc., which is well worth listening to, I can tell you. Meanwhile, Music Radio are a new station believed to be Scandinavian, noted on 7335 kHz. The station uses 10 watts of power and a dipole antenna. They plan to make 3 to 6 transmissions in 1980. DJ is Jack the Freak, and the address is Music Radio, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, not in the UK. And Radio Starlight has been heard on 6265 kHz, transmitting from Sweden with a 20-watt transmitter. And that was built by the Dutch station Radio Esmeralda. The address, Radio Starlight, PO Box 41, Dalensvaart in the Netherlands. Good morning to Jeff Stewart and TW at Radio Impact. Hello, lads. Many thanks for your help with you know what. And I hope Terence is feeling a lot better now. He's been ill, you see. I hope he's okay now. Best wishes to both you and to Jeff. Jeff and TW at Radio Impact. Good morning. Listening to Weekend Music Radio, transmitting on 7340 kHz in a 41 meter band shortwave. It's 10 o'clock in the United Kingdom, that's 9 o'clock GMT, and 11 o'clock in Central Europe. On with the music, going back in time to 1977. Bob Welsh for ya. This one's for Carrie, it's called Ebony Eyes. Right, that one's for Carrie, called Ebony Eyes. Well, she may not like it, because I don't know what ebony eyes are. They may be horrible or something like that. Oh, forgive me if they are, okay? 2 minutes past 11 o'clock on Weekend Music Radio. Good morning, Dave Anderson by the microphone. Is it now at 10:30, when Mike James will take over with his flashback show. Once again, if you'd like to write to WMR, the mailing address, WMR 42 Aaron Close, Cambridge in the UK. That's WMR 42 Aaron Close, Cambridge in the United Kingdom. And good morning to Chris. Hi. Also, good morning to Barry Stevens of Weekend Music Radio. Hello, how are you? Very good morning.
WMR, free radio for the 80s.
Right, the Dave Anderson hit tip for this particular month on WMR is this one. Cherry and Marie Curry.
And this time, right, stand up, all those who think that is a bad record. Okay, sit down, sit down. I think that is great. Cherry and Marie Curry. Just, well, it's been released for about 2 weeks in the UK, I think. It's called This Time. And why not go and buy it? Because it's great, I tell you. Nice picture sleeve as well. Yeah. Cherry Curry, of course, ex of the Runaways. Where they were into all that heavy metal stuff, you know.
Oh, I love you, you know.
But then American, of course. And now with whoever Marie Curry is, could be a sister or a cousin, I don't know. Much more subtle music now. Very nice. Right, 6 minutes past 10 on Weekend Music Radio.
Great things are happening.
They are, yes.
So plan your fun time with music and
on 734 hour.
Very good morning to Kevin Brindle in Newcastle, who wrote into WMR even before we were on the air. That shows you how popular we are. Very morning to you, Kevin. Also to a guy in East Germany who wrote to us. I forget what his name is now. It's Rathenow in West Germany, I think he wrote from. Very good morning to you anyhow. Also to John Campbell in Cambridge, hello. I think the reason why we got quite a few letters before we come on there was due to the great coverage in the various radio magazines. So thanks to Offshore Records, to Radio Visi, to Free Radio Waves, and anybody else who mentioned us, thanks to you all. Right, on with the music. This one was originally released back in 1973 and re-released last year with Quadrophenia. This is 5:15. Radio Seaside are transmitting almost every week from Sweden now with 3 watts on 6,226 kilohertz. Their address, Radio Seaside, PO Box 41, Dedansvat in Holland. Time Radio International returned to the air on March the 9th on 7320 kHz, with a transmission lasting approximately 2 hours. DJ Bruce Wayne announced Time was also using 6235 kHz to the Mediterranean and locally on 102 MHz FM in parallel. Their new address, Time Radio International, PO Box 720, Maastricht in Holland. Okay, that was The Who for you, and 5:15 from the film Quadrophenia, which was great. I remember seeing that at the end of last year. Phil Daniels in the lead role as Jimmy, was it? Or Billy? Jimmy, I think. It was really excellent. 11 minutes past 10 on Weekend Music Radio, 7340 on a test transmission. You can write to us, our mailing address being our mailing address being Weekend Music Radio, 42 Aaron Close, Cambridge in the United Kingdom. That's WMR, 42 Aaron Close, Cambridge in the United Kingdom. Excuse me saying PO Box 41, as I'm so used to it, you see.
With music, WMR.
Back in time once again, 1972, with T-Rex.
Look at you.
Yeah. Remember him, the master of bumping and grinding from the 1970s, Matt Boland, the late great Matt Boland, with T-Rex. And that one, the title from the film Born to Boogie. Right, it's Weekend Music Radio you're listening to at the moment on 7340. Stand by for some offshore radio information. And we're going to be giving you information about the 3 planned offshore radio stations. Radio Mauritius International is to be a new station which will transmit on 217 metres in the medium wave. And it's reported to be being set up by the Belgian side of the Radio Mi Amigo organisation. So we seem Radio Mi Amigo will not be coming back onto your radio, which is a pity. but Radio Mauritius International. The second station, Benelux Radio, should transmit on 220 meters in the medium wave and also on FM. This station may also be called Radio Europe, we're not sure yet. Finally, Radio Del Mare have reportedly got a boat called the MV Polestar almost fitted out. The man behind the station now is the former technician Johan Rood. And it's said they have some American backers, although this remains to be seen. Del Mare should broadcast on 192 metres when they come back on the air. As for Radio Caroline, well, all the rumours say they will come back by the end of the year. One rumour even said they'll be back on May the 1st, although that seems a bit unlikely. But all the three new stations I mentioned there, Radio Mauritius International, Benelux Radio and Radio Del Mare, all have ships nearing completion and should be on the air in the next few months. So keep your radios tuned in to 272, 220 or 192 metres. This is Weekend Music Radio, transmitting on 7340.
Weekend Music Radio rocks on and on and on and on.
We certainly do. Here's Sammy Hagar for you. I've done everything for you. You've done nothing for me. But my head has been blown. Sammy Hagar from ZLP, Loud and Proud. And I've done everything for you. You've done nothing for me. And let's continue with more heavy metal.
Rock on. Dave on the sun.
UFO. From the album No Place to Run. This is their last single in the UK, which got absolutely nowhere, but it's great. It's called Young Blood. UFO, Young Blood. I remember reading an article about UFO, actually, quite a few years ago, 1972, in fact, in the very first issue of Script magazine. Remember Script? UFO were giving their support for Radio Odyssey, which was a London FM station at that time, a progressive music station, and UFO were an up-and-coming band. Well, they haven't had too much success on the singles market, but good album sales and gig concerts, and why not? Because they're a great band, okay? That's UFO, Youngblood. This is Weekend Music Radio. It's 22 minutes past 10 o'clock, around 8 minutes to go. To Mike James comes along on your radio. Right, back in time, 1974. Do you remember this one? A band who had a string of high voice hits. I'm not going to tell you the title or the name of the band. Can you guess it? Well, did you remember the title? They said it quite a few times, so if you weren't listening... What do you mean you weren't listening? Sugar Baby Love, of course. They were Bets. 1974, as I said, they had a string of high voice records. Always brings back memories of Atlantis and Veronica, etc. It's 25 past 10 on Weekend Music Radio 7340 on Test Transmissions. We'd love to hear from you. Our mail address, WMR42, Aaron Close, Cambridge in the United Kingdom. That's WMR42, Aaron Close, Cambridge in the UK. Good morning, Europe. How are you? Oh, well, wide awake, I hope. If you're not wide awake by now, well, I'm afraid I'm not speaking to you again. What do you mean, good? Oh, I don't know about that. I don't like that at all. Right, more music. Going back 1 year once again. For this one, from Matt Cassoon. You remember him? Yes, he was a guy who had a couple of minor hits with his sister Katie Cassoon. Whatever happened to her, I hear you ask? Well, I know. She was on the last Van Morrison album doing backing vocals. Very nice, too. So now you know. 28 minutes past 10 on Weekend Music Radio. This is the Dave Anderson Show, the very first Dave Anderson Show on Weekend Music Radio 7340. I do hope you've enjoyed it. And you'll join me next month, on May the 11th, in fact, at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Just give you the schedule once again for that day. 9 o'clock we'll come on there with the Dave Anderson Welcome to WMR show. 9:30 the international service starts with Super Sunday and Karen, presented in Dutch, English and German. 10 o'clock the German rock show. 10:30 Mark Jam's disco program in Swedish. 11 o'clock, yours truly, Dave Anderson, back with WMR International with all the free radio news, the free radio competition, etc. 11:30, I'll get all my times mixed up. It's Bob Curry with music. 12 o'clock, Paul Alexander with more of the same, the very best in music. And finally, 12:30 to 1 o'clock, Mike James with the Flashback Show. So, the program's coming your way on WMR every second Sunday of the month, starting from May the 11th. Okay, at 10:30, it's Mike James to take you through until close down at 11 o'clock. Again, from yours truly, Dave Anderson, I hope you have enjoyed the program. Do write into us, WMR, 42 Aaron Close, Cambridge, in the UK. And if you put my name in there, look, I'll give you a personal reply. Okay, till the next time, have a good time, and I'll see you, okay? Bye. Okay, kiddies, this is Weekend Music Radio on 7340. It's 11 o'clock in the United Kingdom, 10 o'clock GMT. And 12 o'clock in Central Europe. Very good morning or good afternoon to you, whichever the case may be.
Yesterday. And a few words there from our sponsor, Wolfman Jack and Flesh Cadillac and the Continental Kids. And did you boogie with your baby in the backseat of the movies? And this you're listening to Mike James on Weekend Music Radio. And yes, folks, we finally arrived. And now we've got coming right up, it is Chubby Checker and... No, sorry, it's Chuck Berry.
Get some music, some music radio.
And this is Johnny B. Good. And that's the type of music you'll be hearing in all my programmes. That's from the 11th of May, when we'll be on with full broadcasts every second Sunday in the month.
And you will be the leader of a big old band. Many people coming from...
And if you want to write to us here at Weekend Music Radio, do send your letters, enclosing either an international reply coupon or a stamped addressed envelope to 42 Aaron Close, Cambridge in England. And I almost forgot to thank Dave Anderson, who is sitting here mucking about with the transmitter. What do you mean that's not a big enough hammer? And we have coming up now, this is Eddie Cochran. He's sitting here making faces and everything, trying to pick me off as much as he can. He is. And as I was saying, Dave Anderson, he'll be along to close down the station in about 25 minutes. It seems about half an hour already, but this is Eddie Cochran, and come on, everybody.
Weekend Music Radio rocks on and on and on and on and on.
And another classic, Eddie Cochran, and come on, everybody. And now from the station which has brought you everything, Dave Anderson, Wolfman Jack, this is now Ferry Eden.
Brem, postbus 10252 in Amsterdam. Dat is postbus 10252 in Amsterdam. Kom op en word abonnee van ons blad. Dus met het FRM door de jaren heen. Dus met het FRM door de jaren heen. Dus met het FRM.
And Ferry Eden, yes, again, seems to be having trouble with these promotions and seems to be having a lot of trouble, same as he did in Mi Amigo. And, of course, we are only on for 1.5 hours today and you've only got 20 minutes left of Weekend Music Radio on 7340. And just to put you in the mood, this is Fats Domino and Ain't That a Shame.
You...
That was Fats Domino and Ain't That a Shame, and of course it is a shame, only on for 1.5 hours and you're into the last half hour already.
I'll cry, ain't that a shame.
if you'd like to write to us, you can write to us at 42 Arran Close, Cambridge in England, and please enclose one IRC or a stamped addressed envelope. And if you would like, please, when you do send a stamped addressed envelope, please enclose a fairly large stamped addressed envelope so that we can get everything into it for you.
734L!
And leaving behind rock and roll for just one record, this is Frida Payne and Band of Gold.
Well, there you have it. How about that then? Dave Anderson and Mike James on the very first broadcast of Weekend Music Radio. The Mike Show obviously being cut off. That's as far as we've got without air checking. And it just it just stops. Typical. Anyhow, never to worry. A couple more songs to go in the programme today. And I will be saying bye for now for another weekend. But we're going to play some Wild Cherry and play that funky music, White Boy. From 1976. Please remember that the address that you heard on the air checks of WMR, the old WMR, is no longer in operation, and the current address for WMR is simply info@wmrscotland.com, or you can write to us the old-fashioned way, 14 Stone Row in Coleraine, Northern Ireland, BT52 1EP. Nice music from Wild Cherry. Play that funky music from 1976. A number 7 sound in the UK. Got to number 1 in the Billboard Hot 100 in the US of a Wild Cherry. And play that funky music, White Boy. Now, what does the local bands who sing that type of music play along with that? Have a listen to this song and see if you think it sounds very similar. One just sort of fades into the next one. Hello, Stevie Wonder from 1973 and Superstition on shortwave radio WMR. Wonder from 1973 and Superstition. Does that not sound like Play That Funky Music, White Boy, eh? I think it really does. And here's a third one today that sounds very much the same, from the great Frankie Miller. This song's called Shaky Ground on shortwave radio WMR. great music there from Frankie Miller and Shaky Ground on Shortwave Radio WMR. Playing our funky stuff for you this weekend. I have one final record to play in today's programme, and it's for The Quest, especially for... I don't know if it's for Jimmy or if it's for Mrs. Jimmy at Radio Golf Sierra Victor. And it comes from a Scottish guy, another Scottish guy. And it's a song called Candy on Shortwave Radio WMR. From me, Jack, I'll see you next weekend. Bye for now.
I was perched outside in the pouring rain, trying to make myself a sail. Then I'll float to you, my darling, with the evening on my tail. Although not the most honest means of travel, it gets me there nonetheless. I'm a heartless man at worst, babe, and a helpless one at best. Darling, I'll leave your skin, I'll even wash your clothes. Just give me some candy before I go. Oh, darling, I'll kiss your eyes and lay you down on your rug. Just give me some candy after my hug. Oh, I'm often found explaining, but the hurt plays out all. And although I'm left defeated, it gets held against my name. I know you got plenty to offer, baby, but I guess I've taken quite enough. Well, I'm some stain there on your bedsheet. You're my diamond in the rough. Darling, I'll bathe your skin, I'll even wash your clothes. Give me some candy before I go. Oh, darling, I'll kiss your eyes and lay you down on your rug. Just give me some candy after my. Give me some candy before I go. Oh, darling, I'll kiss your eyes and lay you down on your rug. Just give me some candy after my hug. Oh, and I'll be there waiting for.
Oh, I'll be there waiting. Wir sind einfach überall zu hören. Von York bis New York, von Wiesbaden bis Vladivostok, von Madrid bis Moskau. Hier ist Weekend Music Radio aus Schottland.
Hier ist freies Radio aus Schottland. Weekend Music Radio.
Weekend Music Radio.
The fire still burns. Still burns.
Sounds like you want it. Music.